Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel tonight, expect mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making for a pleasant evening outdoors. Jerusalem is also seeing mild conditions with a calm night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that a son was seriously injured in a Hezbollah drone attack. 32 years after his father was wounded in Lebanon, two soldiers remain in serious condition. Also, Mariv has reported two terrorists were eliminated in Gaza earlier this hour. The IDF is applying pressure in Lebanon as part of its ongoing operations. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, a Palestinian source claims an American advisor plans to meet Hamas leaders in Cairo before arriving in Israel. Separately, the Times of Israel reports Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. This comes after Defense Minister Katz promised retribution following a Hezbollah drone attack. And finally, JNS reports that Hamas has begun talks in Egypt. This is part of an effort to push Jerusalem to follow a Gaza roadmap. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Fuld shared his thoughts just minutes ago on business etiquette, emphasizing the importance of brand strength and subtlety in sales. Ynet Global reacted earlier today to a Piers Morgan interview with a Hamas representative. The discussion centered on claims of using civilians as shields and the impact on Israel's international standing. Shoshana Keats Jaskol posted earlier today about the sacrifices women make, highlighting the ongoing struggles across political and ideological divides. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Ynet report. A Hezbollah drone attack left two Israeli soldiers in serious condition. This incident is particularly personal for one soldier's father, who himself was injured in Lebanon 3 decades ago. Rapid medical response has been credited with saving the team. This highlights the ongoing tensions and the personal legacies of conflict in the region. Turning to the Motive story, the Israeli Air Force has targeted and eliminated two terrorists in Gaza's Nusayrat and Khan Yunis. The IDF claims these individuals were planning attacks. This action is part of Israel's broader strategy to counter threats and maintain security. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights a Palestinian report of a potential meeting between an American advisor and Hamas leaders in Cairo. This meeting could influence diplomatic efforts, as it involves Egyptian mediators. The outcome may impact the ongoing discussions around peace and stability. The Times of Israel reports on Israeli airstrikes in South Lebanon. These strikes follow a promise by Defense Minister Katz to address recent Hezbollah provocations. This area remains a significant flashpoint in the conflict, with implications for regional security. Finally, JNS reports that Hamas is engaged in talks in Egypt. They aim to compel Israel to adhere to a proposed Gaza peace plan. With a U.S. delegation expected soon, these discussions could shape future diplomatic efforts. On the financial front, first, tech reports on recent cases where Israeli police accessed AI chatbot logs, revealing users' plans and movements despite deletions. This raises privacy concerns in the digital age. Separately, Mariv Business covers volatility in Jerusalem Bank's stock. A former supervisor warns about the dangers of rumors following a recent incident involving false criminal activity suspicions. And finally, from Globes, Zim Integrated Shipping Services saw a stock surge due to positive results. However, the sale to Hapag-Lloyd and FIMI remains uncertain, with potential government intervention looming. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.